Blog Talk
Radio. What a thing to do. Let me from a story. All the feelings that he brought me through. Stormy days and the rainy days. You don't know me, all the tears I've cried, things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong.
Without a story, you have no glory. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy you all could join us. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to lead us in a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. And we thank God because he knows what we've been through. He knows what we're going through. And our Heavenly Father watches over us all. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And then that seventh verse says, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. Amen, amen. Wow. I was just meditating on that scripture earlier. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, Father God, we know you are with us, and we're so thankful for your word, Father God, how your word opens up our spirit to you, Father God, that we may be led by your spirit, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would be with each and every one. We ask that you would continue to bless our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that we open up our hearts to receive the word, Father God. Be with the listeners, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we want to be on one accord. We bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, that we are able to hear your voice today. Father God, be with those who are bereaved today, Father God. We're just praying for the entire Beasley family, Father God, and especially Gloria Beasley, Father God, and her family. We just ask that you will comfort her heart and give her strength, Father God,
yes,
for such a time as this, Father God. And Lord, yes, we ask that you be with those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. And Father God, we know you are in control. So Father God, let your light shine through this darkness, Father God, that those that are walking in darkness will come to the light. Lord, we give you praise. Be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes, we heal, Father God. Praying for Brother Earl Flynn today, Father God. We know you are a healer. So, Lord, we trust in you, Father God, to be that healer. Lord, we give you praise. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our mind once again to this mighty word. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful selection. Listen, brothers and sisters, as the Lord direct me to teach this message on the new sanctuary, he is blessed that we operate accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God have exalted Christ above everything, highly exalted him, I should say, and have given him a name which is above every name.
Yeah,
that even at the name of Jesus, should everybody bow, things in earth, things in heaven, things beneath the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. So why not do it now? Why not go ahead and get involved now?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Nothing new. God said, brothers, just listen. He said, The Lord did this. Now, I mean, you got to know this is what God's doing. So with that being said, I'm talking about God's stuff. The main point is, it's about God's stuff. He made Christ the chief high priest. He made Christ our high priest. So if he's our high priest, why not we using it?
Amen.
I mean, this our car, if it was my car, then it's my, but if it's our, we all have access to it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. He's our high priest.
Mm-hmm.
So why we're not using him as such? I mean, I have questions. Believe me. Why did the church teach it? Hey, we're supposed to honor the high priest office in the church. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
He's the head. And it ain't nothing new. When I think about, and we'll just go back there, for instance, like over in Hebrews 8 and 5. Well, cut back to 4. Well, we're back. Let me go to 8 and 4. So you could, I want you to see this. 8, 4, and 5. It says, for if it were on the earth, he should have should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example of the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the church. How about tabernacle, huh? How about that one? So when you see that word tabernacle, think in terms of church. For you see, he had that thou might all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mountains. All of this stuff was just a shadow of what was to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you understand that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. From the Message Bible. If he were limited to earth, he wouldn't even be a priest. We wouldn't need him, since there are plenty of priests who offer the gifts designated in the law. These priests provide only a hint of what goes on in the true sanctuary of heaven, which Moses caught a glimpse of as he was about to set up the tent shrine. It was then that God said, be careful, do it exactly as you saw it on the mountain. Amen.
Yeah. See, under the old Jewish system, priest was chosen only from the tribe of Levite. And sacrifice was offered daily on the altar for forgiveness of sin. So when you say in the 7th chapter of the book of Hebrews, 12 through the 14th verse, you'll see that. But this system would not have allowed Jesus to be priest, because, first of all, he was under law. Secondly, he was born from the tribe of Judah. But he is a perfect sacrifice ended in all the needs for us. All of our needs was in his sacrifice. So he couldn't be, you want to take my time and say this, he couldn't have been a priest here.
Right. That's right.
Just like he could be a preacher here in these churches, because they're not teaching truth.
All right.
So use this present tense. There are always men who offer sermons. There's always men who want to give you direction, indication of this book, that book. It's been that way, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the pattern that he gave Moses, and I'm going to show you this because God had already prophesied to Jeremiah. So when the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed and the ending, the sacrifice, listen, man, that was a historical matter. That was a historical event. That wasn't just something happened. There's purpose behind that. The temple rented. Why? You got to ask yourself that. Why? Why did God, that beautiful temple, that edifice just blew, come tumbling to the ground. Spit. All the many years it took Solomon to build that temple.
Mm.
530 years. And here you are, a lot just boom, it's gone. And then Jesus told him, said, you know what? I'm going to tear this temple down, and in 3 days, I'm going to rebuild it. But wait a minute now, Jesus. You mean the temple that took us 500 and you're going to build it in 3 days? Oh, we got to see this.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they couldn't see the spiritual side of this thing.
They
didn't know God was going to have a spiritual house, Pastor just so adequately read. They didn't know that we're going to have a spiritual house. Mm-hmm. They were looking for something they could touch.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Say that. Mm-hmm.
The pattern of the tabernacle built by Moses was really given by God. And it was a pattern of the spiritual reality of Christ's sacrifice. And that it looked toward the future reality. Like people today, they stuck here. They stuck right here, man. Right here in the past.
All right.
They can't see what the people in the book of Hebrews saw. They saw Christ. They saw the promise. They know where the promise was at. And it was in the heavenly sanctuary. It was in Christ. Before I wasn't going to do it today. I may do it tomorrow whenever the Lord say. But anyway, listen, brothers and sisters. It was just the church. The tabernacle was a copy.
Mm-hmm.
That's in this. And I want you to see why I'm telling you it's better. Over in the sixth verse, Hebrews 6, I mean 8, 6, and we're going to read through 6 through the, I know we won't get through it all, so. I'm not going to try to get through it all, but I want to read 6 through, maybe I'll read the first 3 verses, or 10. You know what? I'm going to read the whole thing, and then we'll just elaborate on it, if you will. We'll do it like that. The 6th verse, but now have he obtained a more excellent ministry. Now, if you don't go no farther than that, well, I'm just going to read, and hopefully y'all can get this here. It says, but now, remember, but now, but mm-hmm. now, forget what happened, but now, forget about the hand, but now.
Yeah,
I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
Ain't talking about what happened back then. Ain't talking about going to, I'm talking about being in the church, but now.
Hallelujah.
But now, have he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
Yeah. Amen.
But if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second one. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the day cometh says the Lord, when I will make a new, now not going gas, but I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regard them not, said the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquity will I remember no more. In that he said, a new covenant he have made the first old. Now that which is decayed and wax old is ready to vanish away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But Jesus' priestly work far surpasses what these other priests do, since he's working from a far better plan. If the first plan, the old covenant, had worked out, a second wouldn't have been needed. But we know the first was found wanting, because God said, heads up, the days are coming when I'll set up a new plan for dealing with Israel and Judah. I'll throw out the old plan I set up with their ancestors when I led them by the hand out of Egypt. They didn't keep their part of the bargain, so I looked away and let it go. This new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. They won't go to school to learn about me or buy a book called God in 5 Easy Lessons. They'll all get to know me firsthand, the little and the big, the small and the great. They'll get to know me by being kindly forgiven, with the slate of their sins forever wiped clean, by coming up with a new plan, a new covenant between God and his people. God put the old plan on the shelf, and there it stays, gathering dust. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. It's a lot here, brothers and sisters, but this is where we're going to be working from, because you got to see it. And there's some things we're going to point out. There's some things we're going to reference to. There's some application that we must attach to the new covenant and show you that there is a difference between the old covenant. Now, I know some of y'all said, well, yeah, a covenant is an agreement. You don't even know what agreement. The agreement was that you are no longer going to do it with Moses, because that was just a shadow, but you were going to do it the way God said to do it. Now, like in Jeremiah, and we'll read this, And maybe the next time we'll really get into the basics, but you got to have Jeremiah 31:31-34 quoted this passage of scripture. So we're gonna read that for a moment. It says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not, wow, y'all better help me. Not, y'all better help me. Not the building.
All right. Okay.
Not the sugar in the flesh. Not. Let me go this thing, because I mess around here. I tell you, I'm at that place right now where I don't want to. I'm going to preach this thing right here. Because I want you to know that it's not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days that I took them by the hand and bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall, and they shall teach no more, every man his neighbor, and every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord, for they shall know all me, for the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. That's right. The time is coming when I will make a brand new covenant with Israel and Judah. It won't be a repeat of the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. They broke the covenant even though I did my part as their master. God's decree. This is the brand new covenant that I will make with Israel when the time comes. I will put my law within them, write it on their hearts, and be their God, and they will be my people. They will no longer go around setting up schools to teach each other about God. They'll know me firsthand, the dull and the bright, the smart and the slow. I'll wipe the slate clean for each of them, how they ever sinned. God's decree. Amen. Amen.
So this from Hebrews 8:8-12 is a direct quote, brothers and sisters. That's a direct quote. That's why I went there.
Amen.
So talk about the new covenant. Understand what the old covenant was about, so you can appreciate the new covenant. Everything the old covenant meant law. Well, Christ came to fulfill the law, so God could get away with it. I mean, put it away. Go bear it. He dismissed it.
Yes,
dismiss going to church and bring in being the church. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Amen.
Because this promise is limitless. But that promise, it was limited. This promise is limitless. Limitless. I don't know why that's not coming out right. But anyway, that old promise failed. You got to know that. It failed the agreement by the people.
Mm-hmm.
Christ ain't faithful. A faithful high priest.
Yeah.
God knew the help we needed, and it was grace. Don't get me talking about what the law could not do, brothers and sisters. It couldn't do anything for your eternal salvation. All that stuff was just, going to church was a type of what God wanted us to understand what it meant to serve. All that was just a type for us to operate in obedience.
Yeah.
But he said, and the day is here now. I want to tell y'all something. God done kept his end of the bargain. He done let Christ come and die for us.
Yes.
The sin issue is dead. So pastors don't get no more bulls, don't get no more lions, don't get no more lamb, don't get no more ashes from a heifer. Don't get none of that stuff anymore. You don't need it. You need it. So you people that think that it's okay to go to church, well, then you need to be bringing something. The only reason they were going up there because they had to bring their offering, man. That's what they were doing. Get real, people. Pray church is over.
All right. Amen,
yeah.
Amen.
Why do you think they went? They didn't go like these religious people do today. They just, some of them did. Let me take that back. Because Jesus said they were going so they could be seen. Jesus said they were going, and they set up in the synagogue. So he said he know why they going. And don't get me on that one. He know why they going. Ain't going up there to worship God. Stop the lies, will you? I can name a whole bunch of stuff. I knew one deacon, he was only going to make sure the money got kept right. One trustee said, y'all can't have this locally church without me. You know, this may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I pray, man, I pray that they just really crack down on these organized churches to where they just, they have to give an account for every dime. Because, see, God doing a new thing, believe it or not, brothers and sisters, and you don't have to have an education for this. You don't have to, God said, I'll teach you. You don't even have to congregate. Oh, that's awesome. God said, I'll teach you. You and your children, I'll teach them all one by one. It ain't going to be like a year.
Hallelujah.
Year after year. You don't have to do that. And listen, brothers, we have been forgiven of our sins.
Yeah. Amen.
All I say, if you're going to live by the Old Testament, live by all of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go to church, why are you going? And it ain't really a church then. It was a tabernacle. Christ became the church.
Hallelujah.
You don't go to church. You go to the tabernacle. Well, guess what? Christ became the tabernacle. They weren't taught to go to church in the Old Testament. Where is that at? The devil is a lie.
Right.
Where is that at? Somebody please show me. They were going to the tabernacle and they were going to the temple.
Yeah.
I know we pray the temple with the church. No, that's what you do. But the truth of the matter is Christ is the head of the church. That's another reason you don't need to be making churches.
All right.
Because it encourages true believers to seek me in my sanctuary, in the holy temple in Jerusalem, the real Jerusalem, the true Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I'm going to leave it there. And we'll be coming in on Thankful Thursday tomorrow. But listen, brothers and sisters, we're probably going to be doing a comparison because the Old Testament and the New Testament, there had to be a new because there's an old.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They all had to get out the way. The Bible said it was about to decay then, and that was over 2,000 years ago. That thing done decayed. Why you going? Why you living up in a decayed place? Why?
Mm. Help us, Lord. Help us. Mm-hmm.
Why? Why you want to live up in there? What about that decayed carcass make you want to be up in there?
Mm. Yeah,
that you get a good feeling. My bad. You get a good feeling. Sounds good. Preacher, da 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 da. Brother and sister, that won't get you your eternal life. You got to put your faith in eternal life, man.
Yes, we do. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're at that place where anyone have any comments or anything you like to say, press 1. Anything you want to share on the scripture, press 1 and we'll let you in.
Amen, amen. So, Pastor, I was looking at Hebrews 8, and I'm looking at the Message Bible where it says, this is a new plan I'm making with Israel. Isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. Time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. So
yes.
That portion of scripture right there, in order for it to be in our hearts, then we have to meditate on the word. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. And in order to meditate, okay, so we got the, so that's how we get it in the lining of our hearts. We have to meditate on it. We have to study it. And as Joshua
said, John 15:7 said, you got to live in it. You got to live in that word.
Okay.
And then it's going to take the Holy Spirit. Listen, brother and sister, it's going to take the Holy Spirit to illuminate this before you, because you're going to tell God, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, I want to be part of that.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And if this is what you're doing, if you're calling us to this heavenly sanctuary, Lord, save me a seat.
All right.
And believe me, when I tell you God is calling, brother and sister, the Father is calling. You know, there's just so much to discuss about God is calling us to peace. He's calling us to the light. He's calling us by his spirit to his spirit. There's a call here for us to come to, for a better way to say, to the house of the Lord, for the tabernacle, for the true sanctuary. The call is to come to the true sanctuary.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. Amen.
But thank you, Pastor, for reading that. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I continue to say this, and I'm going to let you guys go. Christ is our high priest.
Amen.
Allow him to do his priestly work in us. He wants to do his priestly work in you and in me. That's what he want to do.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You have anything else, Pastor?
Now, that one is, I just want to ask that to make sure. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I get that right so I could share that. Let them know when it say, you know, to have the word in the lining of our hearts, how to go about that, how to go about doing that.
And then one other thing, too, and this is for everyone. The word of God is sort of like a seed. And
all
once
right.
you get the truth up in you, cover it up. Because
mm-hmm.
they're going to come and try to steal it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's up in Mark 4. That's what he does. So when that word get in you, you go ahead on immediately and bind it up in you. Father God, I bind mm-hmm. that word up in my spirit right now. It'll not leave. The enemy will not steal this word.
Amen.
He's coming, and he's coming immediately to steal it, to make you forget what was said and what was done. That's what he wanted to do. He right there to do it.
Yeah.
But when you hear that revelated word, immediately receive it and then bind it up. Lord, I thank you. I bind this word up in my spirit today.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. That is being the lining of our heart right now. Bind it right now. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, if nothing.